I got involved with the Iditarod because I watched a documentary on television about Libby Riddles when she was the first female winner. I thought it was really brave. I couldn't believe someone would do something like that. I'm a school teacher, and we were encouraged to have the children study the Iditarod because they love it. It's about dogs, about racing, and that got me involved. I'm here today because a friend of mine has a nonprofit called Alaska Missions and Retreats, and she comes to the Iditarod and brings a crew of volunteers, and we do several things in the community as well as with the Iditarod. And my main motivation is I teach children during the week, and I do a little mini vacation Bible school, and that's a lot of fun, but also just enjoy seeing the mushers and the people and being somewhere cooler than Texas. My most memorable Iditarod experience, and I'm not sure exactly what year, but I think Dallas and Allie Zirkle were very close, and Jeff King was close, and they all hit really bad weather at the blowhole, and we sat in here for hours waiting and not knowing what was going on, and then they came out and marked that Jeff King had scratched, and the whole place just gasped. We got, what is going on out there? And when Dallas came in, he just stopped the sled and put his head in his hands like, I'm still alive. And he didn't realize he had won. He said, where's Allie? He thought Allie was already here, and she came in right behind him. And it was like they met their mortality. You know, it was a very difficult year. But to wait here for hours and witness that, it was real interesting. So, sure, I know for sure that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's my Savior. And part of the reason I'm here is to impart that to the children and the people who live here in Nome.